Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Welcome back. We have Harley Schlanger from Berlin, from the Lewis Foundation. Harley, this attack against Roger Stone has got a lot of deep roots. I want you to go through the analysis of it with the tie into the British intel and the intel agencies coming up with reports that directly contradict Donald Trump and his assessment and approaches toward Russia, China, and the world. Please continue.
I think people should be shocked by what they saw last Friday morning with the assault against Roger Stone. You know, if Roger were a terrorist or a notorious drug dealer or a psychopathic murderer, then maybe it would justify having 25 or so FBI agents with automatic weapons and body armor and so on descend on his house at 5:30, quarter to 6 in the morning, with a CNN television camera somehow showing up at the same time. Now, Roger's not a terrorist or a drug pusher. He's a veteran political activist, controversial for sure, but he's best known now as a collaborator with Donald Trump, the architect of Trump's 2016 campaign, and someone who continues to defend the president against the charges, the fraudulent charges of Russiagate. And Mueller has been trying for 2 years to find some connection between Roger and Julian Assange, or between Roger and the Russians, to say that it was Roger who tipped off the Trump campaign to the dump of documents by WikiLeaks. Now, Roger makes a very simple point. What would be wrong if he had done that? He said that's what opposition research does. You look for people who you look for people who have dirt on the other candidate and you use it.
Well, what Brunel is doing is taking a counterintelligence investigation and trying to find a crime that doesn't exist. Please continue.
Well, or what about Hillary Clinton paying a so-called former MI6 agent, Christopher Steele, to dig up dirt on Trump?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The idea that had Roger even done that, had he been connected to Assange, the question of whether that's a crime or not is an interesting question. But there's not a shred of evidence that shows Roger had any connection. So what they did is they pieced together what they call a process crime. And it's interesting, Alan Dershowitz has made the point that most of the people who have been indicted by Mueller were indicted for things that were done after the alleged crime of meddling and collusion. In other words, people reacting to the investigation. And this is, in Roger's case, they're saying that he lied to the Congress. Now, I make a point in the article, if that's a crime, then how come Clapper and Brennan and Mueller himself were not apprehended by FBI hit squads for their lies to the Congress?
Right.
So we just see the hypocrisy here, but the important thing to remember is that this is a coup. It's a coup that's underway against an elected president because he has a different view of how U.S. strategic relations should be carried out. He rejects the Bush and Obama policies, and that's why he's been targeted initially from GCHQ and MI6 in Britain.
Right.
Who then got corrupt, immoral people like John Brennan of the CIA, James Clapper, the director of national intelligence under Obama, Susan Rice, there's a whole crew of them, plus the Justice Department corruption of Rosenstein, of Bruce Orr, and then you add to that the FBI corruption of Comey, the various people under him, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Baker. Many of them have been fired, have been discredited, and yet they ran a sting operation, and why hasn't Mueller investigated that? They were the ones who planted the story of Russian hacking on people like Papadopoulos. And yet Papadopoulos went to jail for 2 weeks for supposedly lying to the FBI. General Flynn had his life destroyed.
There's reports of the bankruptcy too, right?
Yeah. In Roger's case, he says he's going to need $1 million that he doesn't have to pay for the legal fees to fight this. But he said he's going to fight it, and he intends to prevail because he knows the truth. And the truth is that everything Mueller has thrown at him is false. And he's just got to get his day in court. Now, he's worried they're going to put a gag order on him the way they did on Manafort, because they said Manafort was talking to too many people and trying to influence witnesses. So they're saying they fear Roger may do the same thing, you know, influencing possible jurors by telling the truth, whereas Mueller can put anything he wants in the Washington Post, and no judge will ever stop him.
Right.
So the point of my article is that what they did with Roger was to essentially send out a chilling warning that anybody who stands up and defends President Trump and his policies could be subject to this kind of FBI brutality. Now, Roger said, look, the FBI agents who conducted the raid were professional. They didn't threaten him or hurt him. But the damage was the overkill, the show of force in the arrest, which is something that does intimidate people. This is why the Nazis used to do this with the Gestapo, or the Stasi, the East German secret police, or the old KGB, perfected these kinds of tactics. But is this what we expect in America in 2019? Well, that's what we got, because you got a gang of corrupt thugs running the Justice Department, running the special counsel's office.
Right. So what I think is going on is Manafort and all these other ones are basically casualties from an out-of-control, without any surveillance on top of him, Mueller. Mueller's acting like an unarmed illegal bandit going into the, you know, with no restraint and not even reporting to the president. And he's doing this basically as a hard coup, not a soft coup against the president, because he doesn't like his foreign policy. The globalists behind that are against Trump don't want him to make a deal with Russia or China. Don't want us to deal with balancing things like Belt and Road. Now, I see if Belt and Road is run by China is very bad, but if it's run by America, India, China, and Russia, it's a good thing. Trade stops wars. Russia's paranoid as hell. Right now, they've weaponized the Orachila Island north of Venezuela with intermediate-range nukes because they're terrified of the foreign policy that are evident from the powers that try to control Trump. And a lot of them have been pushing for a long time that if Trump even makes apologetic statements about Putin, remember, you make treaties with your enemies, which is, you know, Putin is a potential enemy and so is China. You make dinner for your friends. And if you want to make a treaty, it means you have to start with trade and saying, okay, you got to take these weapons out of Venezuela, but we're going to work on a deal so we can have industrial sharing and so on, and we can develop things with Europe and Russia. Russia's justifiably paranoid. I mean, people don't get this, do they? They don't understand it, do they?
I think the story about Russian weapons in Venezuela is not true.
No, it is true, actually. You have the whistleblower on it. I got intel and so on. It's all true. But the fact is, to be honest, if I was a Russian, listen, let me finish, please. If I was a Russian, I would be justifiably terrified by the thing that started with Bill Clinton, which is the Joint Strike Fighter. I knew the guys that designed it. It's not a strike fighter. It's a stealth bomber, and it carries 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material and has a radar signature of a bird. The Russians are justifiably terrorized when we work with the Donbass kids in the eastern Ukraine and weaponize the hell out of Poland and Ukraine right on the border of Russia, and we have attitudes toward them retaking Crimea, which is plainly Russian. There's a history there. So what I see is the Russians aren't acting out of turn. They're justifiably wondering, why is NATO on my back doorstep? So, you know, if we look at it from the Russian perspective, I just think that the Russians are justified in being terrorized, to be honest.
Well, there is a Russophobia dominating the West. But did you hear George Soros' speech in Davos?
No.
George Soros basically said Russia and China are the greatest threats to the world.
Oh, he's a nut.
Well, he's a nut. However, who is funding the opposition in Venezuela? Who is funding the Guaido networks? It's George Soros and the National Endowment for Democracy. They're trying to pull off a regime change coup, and they're the ones who are putting out the stories of Russian weapons and things of that sort.
Yeah, but they're real. They're real weapons. I got a sat full. I got everything. It's real, okay? It's not imaginary.
No,
I have all the evidence. In fact, I'm the actual whistleblower with John W. Spring to the U.S. government. So that's not open to discussion, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is justified. The Russians, if we don't have a deal with trade with Russia and China in the next 10 years, we're going to go to war. It's that simple.
It's if we don't work out, it'll happen quicker than that.
I know that. I'm putting a long thing. It could happen this year.
I'll go through what the so-called intelligence experts said when they delivered their world threat assessment to the Congress this last week.
And what did they say?
It's the biggest bunch of BS ever. They said Trump is wrong about North Korea. He's wrong about Russia and China. He's wrong about ISIS. The North Koreans will never denuclearize, that ISIS is still a huge threat. The same day they said that, the Kurdish forces announced that ISIS now controls a grand total of 1.5 square miles of Syria, and they're closing in on that.
Right.
So the idea that ISIS is about to reassert themselves when the U.S. leaves, it's a bunch of nonsense. But this
of course it is.
Gina Haspel, the CIA director, to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence on Wednesday.
Now, why would Gina Haspel, who was appointed by Trump, say this?
Because she's still loyal to Brennan and the deep state.
Right.
These are not Trump loyalists.
I agree with you totally. This is total BS. And by the way, the reason why the globalists wanted to continue to carve off Syria is so they can put a pipeline from Qatar directly across Aleppo to Turkey. People don't know what's going on here. It's big business. It has nothing to do with rationality.
It's not just the oil, Bill. It's not just the oil.
No, I know it's not just that.
This is where you have to understand the British geopolitical design going back to the 1890s.
Right.
Where their view, and you having some background in this area understand this, their view is that the geographical pivot which exists in the Middle East, that is the intersection point of Asia, Africa, and Europe, is the real reason they have to destroy that area and keep it balkanized.
Balkanization, yeah. They don't want, for example,
not have sovereign states.
The only sovereign state that actually protects Jews, Christians, Alawites, and other types of Muslims, both Sunni and Shiite, is Syria. And the guy that runs it, actually, Bashar al-Assad, is an eye doctor with a British wife. And they think this guy's a maniac. They're crazy. They're crazy.
Well,
they're liars.
The fighting in Syria, the refugee crisis and everything else, didn't start until we started arming the so-called rebels.
Well, we look at John McInsane taking selfies in 2009 near Amman, Jordan, and we are giving them sat phones and weapons to weaponize ISIS. In fact, our troops and I have contacts were aghast that we had our helicopters taking out senior ISIS leaders as we were moving in with the other forces from affiliates, for example, like the as you mentioned, the other forces in the area that were cleaning out the ISIS, that we actually flew out the leaders so they wouldn't die in a hail of bullets because our allies were coming in and killing them all.
Or the U.S. was destroying Raqqa in Syria, where the ISIS had their caliphate headquarters.
Exactly.
They allowed them to escape. They allowed
on purpose. They flew them out of there. I got actual pictures sent to me of helicopters flying out ISIS leaders from Raqqa. How sickening. And then Trump makes a statement that's based on facts, and these intel agencies stab him in the back and say he's a liar. Damn it.
Well, what
it's aggravating, isn't it?
Said, Trump tweeted that the intelligence agents are naive. They don't understand the situation.
Why wouldn't he use the word naive? Why doesn't he start getting tough like Deagle?
Well,
he needs a little bit more Deagle in him. He needs to have some mouth on him to say, look, you know, they're lying SOBs, bastards.
And you should fire them all. But what he said, he was asked, do you take advice from Haspel and Coates? And he said, no, because they're wrong. So the question is, why does he keep them on in
exactly.
influence?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, I know you guys have a backdoor to Trump. Why does he keep these morons around like, you know, John Lightning Bolt, I call him? Or why did he have Nikki Haley there? And, you know, I mean, these people are maniacs. They're dangerous. They're going to try to stir the pot to eventually we have a great big freaking thermonuclear war.
The reason he does is twofold. One is he doesn't know many of them when he first appoints them.
Right.
He was relying on others.
You know what his problem is? He doesn't have a mano-a-mano talk with Harley Schlanger, Dr. Bill Deagle, John W. Spring, and other top people that know what the hell's really going on from the inside every week. If he had a half-hour talk with us on the phone, he would not do stupid things. He needs to get a little more advice. How's that? Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the Joint Performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's our CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-C Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Yesterday we had Mark Phelps on, talking about the Blood Moon prophecies and so on. And I got to tell you, looking at the geopolitical things, the contradictions where these intel agencies are, all three of them coming against Trump, this is very freaking dangerous. This kind of situation by our intel agencies and the bankers and the billionaires and the millionaires and the millionaires and the global control freaks behind them with environmental world domination and taxes and so on through the UN, these maniacs are fomenting a situation that could start a nuclear war as early as some, like Paul Craig Roberts has said, as early as this year. People don't realize what's going on now is freaking dangerous. And the fact that the intel agencies are trying to inflame the situation is scary as hell, isn't it?
That's what this whole threat assessment is about. Each year they come and they say it's more dangerous than the year before because they're looking for more money. They're looking to scare people. They're looking to impose this geopolitical idea that it's a war of each against all and a Darwinian universe out there. Now, what Haspel and Coates in particular said is that the situation with Russia and China will get worse because they're preparing for war against us, as though we're not preparing for war against them. They also went on to say that the breakdown of relations with Europe because of Trump's trade policies. They didn't say Trump's trade policies, but they said U.S. policies are driving our allies away from us. Now, what Trump is doing with Europe is saying to them, there's a reason that your governments are unpopular because you're destroying the purpose of your nations. This is what he said in the UN General Assembly speech in September 2018. He said that the point of sovereignty is that we wish all nations to be sovereign nations and to act in their own interests and the interests of their people primarily. And he said this is not the case in Europe. Now, he's absolutely right. So for the intelligence agencies to say Trump is alienating our allies by adopting policies that are good for America shows you that these people have turned against the president. This is part of the coup against the president. And I think it's important, as we discussed on the break, that the other reason Trump has problems with his appointees is that if he just started a wholesale clean out, which he should do, but if he did it, the media is going to go against him, and I think a lot of Republicans will. And here's, I warned you about this 2 weeks ago, and you sort of poo-pooed it, but I want you to just listen to this. Mitch McConnell is now talking against Trump's strategic policies. McConnell put this bill through that said Trump would not be allowed to take the U.S. out of NATO. This is clipping the power of the president by the Republican leadership.
Well, look at him and his wife. They get a lot of money by making deals on the side. And the side deals between Mueller and his wife with these foreign corporations that makes lots of money for them. They don't want America to leave NATO. Although you can see the Europeans are already saying, hey, we want our own strategic military force primarily to prevent nations from leaving the European Union. They're not so much into defending Europe.
That in itself is a joke as well. But let me just through these.
Yeah.
John Thune, the minority or the majority whip in the Senate, came out and said Trump is making a mistake the way he's dealing with North Korea. Ben Sasse, who is the anti-Trump Republican senator from Nebraska, had a whole laundry list of things he disagrees with Trump, and he praised Coates and Haspel. And then Chuck Schumer, who is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, said that Haspel, Coates, and Ray should go in and do an intervention on Trump. They should educate him so that his mistakes don't harm national security. So you have Democrats and Republicans going after him. So if he fired Coates and fired Haspel and fired Ray, you probably would trigger a revolt in the Republican Party, which would make impeachment a real possibility. Because there are treasonous Republicans, many of them, who don't support Trump. And they were grumbling
I got the solution, and you got parts of it. Trump needs to start campaigning now for supportive of congressional and Senate Trump supporters before 2020, so he can start cleaning out these revolting Republicans. And you got the real point. It's not just Democrats that are his problem. It's these backstabbing Republicans, including McConnell, that aren't going to let him to do the things he has to. For example, why do we have NATO right up to the back doorstep of Russia? And if we do, why don't we reformulate what the hell NATO is? In fact,
and why don't we have an infrastructure bill? Why don't we have Glass-Steagall to take out the power of the money center banks? Because these Republicans are totally on the payroll, on the take from the big banks. So, but what you said is absolutely true. Trump should go out and start campaigning right now.
That's the best policy. Stop dialoguing or even fighting against this particular that one individual. Campaign for alternatives. He's really good at it.
Go out to the public and say, here's who's stopping my policies. Here's who's keeping us from working with
Russia. Including Republicans. And unveil it all. And be funny about it. I mean, the best comedian out there for Trump is Trump himself. And truth
tells. But he's just got to realize that the odds of him making it in 2020 depend on him getting ahead of this wave that's being created.
Yeah, but he can do that now. He's got enough lead time.
Well, he could. The question is, would he?
I think he will. I'll tell you what. I'd say a 98% chance he's going to get re-elected because Trump is quick on his feet. He's not a politician. You see, everybody wants to put him in the political box, that he's going to do political-type things. He's not. He's a pivoter. That's why, for example, with the DACA kids and TPS, he said, well, you're reversing your stand. Like, look at Ann Coulter revolting against him, saying, look, the DACA kids have been here since they were babies. They are Americans. They just happen to have another skin color, and their parents brought them here. Let's stop, and don't make new DACA kids, but let's give them the right. A lot of them are firefighters, nurses, doctors, whatever. It's ridiculous to treat them like they're foreigners. And Trump actually has some humanity, and people say, well, you're a racist. I'm thinking, no, the people that come against Trump are racist.
And Trump is actually working with the president of Mexico to fund infrastructure and border security on the Mexican side.
Right, he's down in Guatemala.
Obrador.
Right.
But, Bill, my point is, as much as I think he should stay in office because the alternatives are so disastrous, he's making a political mistake. He assumes that because the Democrats look weak and are weak, that he can win in a walkaway. And the problem is, he's being set up. If they pull the plug on the stock market, you could get enough Republicans in the Senate to convict him after he's impeached by the Democrats in the House.
I'll tell you why he won't pull the stock market. You know, the reason why is a very simple one. It's mathematics. The only way that the New World Order can exist is if they still have cyber connection and commerce and everything worldwide. If it was a coronal mass ejection and the power went out in most countries, even for 2 months, the New World Order would collapse to 2,000 city-states. So the fact is that Trump, if he just doesn't go do an overt attack against his own Republicans and starts campaigning against them, he's going to win. And if he teaches the people who's really stabbing him in the back, A2 Trump, you know, at the steps of the Roman Senate, then people will kind of get the message of, oh, I don't have just, you know, Democrats that have some crazy ideas. I got a bunch of crazy idea Republicans, both trying to push their version of the New World Order on us, which is dangerous as hell.
Well, look, you and I don't have to be convinced of this, but I'm telling you, he's being told that the people are behind him and that he can't be beaten in 2020. And I'm saying that there are enough snakes in the Republican
Party. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I agree there's enough snakes, but I don't think he's going to go up to the snake pit. I think if he's real clever, He's going to throw poison into the snake pit by campaigning against them, and they're just going to eat their own. Look at the Democrats, okay? I worked in socialized health care in Canada, and it kills people. You want across-the-border insurance carriers. You want to have integrative medicine. You want to have control of cheap drugs. Trump is doing it piece by piece by piece to fix the health care mess. You don't want a giant bill like Obamacare. The same way with the border. It's not just a border wall. It's a cyber wall. It's a berm shelter. It's more staff. It's interdicting people that are overstaying their visas. It's ports of entry and the airports as well as coming in naval ports. The issue is we should have an immigration day. We should have a Bracero 2 work program. I tried to get Barry Farber back on, who talked about this back about 2 years ago, who's talked all about Bracero 2. These are simple things that can be done that will fix the problem. And everybody will be happy. For example, we shouldn't have mothers giving their daughters birth control pills because they're going to get raped all the way to America. If they get a vetted to pick fruit or whatever for 3 months and earn some money, they should be taken in an air-conditioned bus with bottled water and food from Honduras all the way to their work site where they stay. To me, it's so damn simple. It's like, why is this complicated? And then they bust them back and give them the other half of their wages.
Well, the only complication is that you're dealing with people who don't see those poor people in Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala as human beings. You know, the people who claim that they're looking out for the human rights of those people said nothing when Hillary Clinton ran a coup in Honduras to put a drug gang in charge of the country.
Exactly. But remember, she is a woman of clay and iron. She's indwelt by a trickle reptilian monstrosity. She's probably the highest level female warlock in the Western world. No wonder she's not wearing orange. She's probably got the goods of so many people that if they tried to put her in jail, thousands more would go to jail.
Well, and the point is, I bring this up because you're dealing with a truly satanic force when you're talking about the British Empire.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just an example.
Yeah, please continue. That's amazing. Yeah, but it is. The British Empire is not just like a normal like empire, like, you know, even, you know, Mao Zedong or Genghis Khan. No, the British have a special place of evil, don't they?
Winston Churchill was in favor of gunning down as many Indians as possible to stop Gandhi and Nehru and the Indian independence movement in the late 40s, just as he was during the Boer War, calling for a destruction of everyone who was opposing the British rule in South Africa
right. In
the turn of the century. So Churchill and people like that go back to the traditions of John Locke, Hobbes, you know, Hobbes, who basically was the one who said that the world is a brutal place, it's a war of each against all. You know, Adam Smith and his idea that you make money by buying cheap and selling dear. Slave labor, the people who supported the slave trade initially, that started from Britain.
Right.
So you're dealing with people who see human beings as either excess or commodities and are willing to sacrifice huge numbers of them. Look, I'm sitting here in Germany where you have in the past, Germany came out of World War II with the highest level of engineering capability, science, manufacturing, machine tool. That's what built the German economy. Now you've got this environmentalist nonsense where they're spending huge amounts of money to subsidize the most inefficient energy production sources of solar and wind. They're
right. Exiting
from nuclear. They're exiting from coal. They're going to exit from oil and gas. They're shutting down diesel engines, whereas 10 years ago they said diesel is the way to go. Now there are whole parts of Germany where it's illegal to drive a German diesel engine car.
You're kidding.
So they're going to destroy the auto sector here. There are actually people talking about Germany, which has close to 85 to 90 million people, that Germany should only have 20 million. So you've got to...
So now how are they going to fix it? Are they going to take them out in the back and shoot them in the head or hang them on wires and gut them? Or what are they going to do?
Well, they tried that before.
See, when I hear this stuff about population reduction, and I've had arguments with various people, and I'd say, okay, how about I'm going to give you a T-shirt that says, you first.
Yeah.
You want population reduction? How about killing yourself? And please take you and your stupid ideas with you.
Yeah, if you believe human beings are a cancer, why don't you exit the planet?
Well, it turns out you're the chief cancer cell. How's that?
Yeah.
You know, these crazy ideas get out there, and you look at eye-popping Ocasio Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders Claus, and all the other morons. It's like, and then we got these backstabbing, you know, Jeff Flake from Arizona, backstabbing Republicans, McCain. Damn it, you know? This is not normal humanity, is it? It's disgusting.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So this must be a wake-up call to Russia and China, especially what's going on in Venezuela, that we have Guaido, who's supported by this democracy organization, supported by Soros. So getting rid of Maduro isn't necessarily a positive thing to have Guaido in there, especially if Soros is involved. And Soros, by the way, worked with the British intel agencies and our agencies, and it's only last year that Trump cut him off. It's unbelievable that we had collaborative work with the Orange Revolution regime change people with Soros, working with our CIA and British intel. People don't know this, do they?
Guaido, when he was chosen, he was at American University in Washington, D.C., which is a recruitment area of people to neoliberal Friedmanite economic policies. That's where he first met people from the International Monetary Fund. He came under the influence of the Soros networks. They sent him to Eastern Europe to tour Serbia and Ukraine to watch these regime change operations in process. And from Venezuela, he's not all that popular in Venezuela. The people of Venezuela are saying, look, let us deal with the problem. We don't want outsiders telling us who we should put in as president. And yet Mike Pence called up Guaido and said, we will support you if you declare yourself the interim president. And that's what he did. So this is exactly what Trump campaigned against in running for president. I think what happened, the reason Trump went along with this, is he wasn't paying attention. He was dealing with the wall. He was dealing with the treachery around the government shutdown, trying to figure out what to do with the Republicans who weren't supporting him. He was also in the middle of these negotiations with China. Now, what's lost in the middle of all this, here's another example of the coup. Trump got Mnuchin and others on his side, largely through Larry Kudlow, to conduct the negotiations with the Chinese. Xi Jinping sent over a guy named Liu He, who is the top economist in China. Trump's met him before. Trump's very impressed with him. So he met with Liu 2 days ago, after the 2 days of meetings with Lighthizer and Kudlow and others. And what they're saying is they're on target for this March 1st agreement, where both sides will lift the tariffs, where the Chinese have now made constitutional changes that make it a violation of Chinese law to steal any patent and technology from the West. So much of what we asked for, they've agreed to. The one thing they haven't agreed to is opening up their banking system, and Trump's been told they're not going to do that for reasons that he should understand. Now, while this meeting is going on, the State Department and the Justice Department combined to hand down a 23-count indictment in Seattle and Brooklyn against the Chinese telecom conglomerate Huawei.
Right.
Now, the charge against Huawei comes from where? That they're developing spyware that's embedded in all their chips. It comes from something called NCSC, the National Center for Strategic Communications, in London, which is a branch of the GCHQ, which is the NSA of Britain. The people who run this, who set up the NCSC, was a man named Hannigan, who is the person who brought the so-called evidence of Russian hacking to John Brennan. So, in other words, these guys are launching an attack on a very sophisticated Chinese software developer, Huawei, where they're bringing the charges the day that Trump is trying to consolidate the trade agreement, just as they did the arrest of the CFO of that company in Vancouver when Trump was meeting Xi Jinping in Buenos Aires.
It's all timed perfectly, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely. I mean, the timing itself is enough to show you that this is coordinated. And it occurred at the same time that this threat assessment was presented to the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Right, at the same time that the Chinese are trying to accommodate regarding patent protection and proper their business practices and so on, so we can collaborate with them. I mean,
exactly.
People don't realize it's like dressing a wound after you get rid of an abscess. The abscess is gone, the wound is being dressed, yet they want to pretend like the problem is still there so that they can maintain the dialectic of chaos. The chaos masters, including... Right, exactly.
And you see, the other thing, look at the timing of this Venezuela thing. Trump moved aggressively in Syria to fulfill a campaign promise that he was going to stop these regime change wars. He's pulling the troops out. He's negotiating an end to the Afghan war. And so what does the deep state do? They launch a new regime change coup in our hemisphere and suck Trump in on it through Pence and Pompeo and Bolton.
Right.
So this is where you begin. If you're smart, you step back and you don't say, oh, Chavez and Maduro are communists and they're working with Cuba and Nicaragua and this and that. Instead, you say, where are the vulnerabilities of American patriots that will allow them to be confused so they can be manipulated into continuing to defend the existing paradigm?
Well, I want you to respond to this. I think Pompeo made the statement. It didn't come from Trump. It came from Pompeo, that the old Cold War nuclear arms treaty is going to go defunct. Now, why does Pompeo just write to just make this statement to say, look, we're negotiating on a new update to SALT II, but, because we have issues that may be in violation of it. Instead, we're saying we're just going to pull out of it. Are you kidding? That's a guarantee of a thermonuclear war to pulling out of it. Are they crazy?
Well, what that does is it puts Europe in a tough position, because the whole fight in the 80s that led Reagan to go with the SDI was the fight over the Russians moving SS-20s into Poland and other places, where you have launch on warning, very quick strikes, and the U.S. did the same thing into Germany. And the reaction in Germany against it caused Reagan to say, well, look, let's go to a higher level. Let's go to a mutually assured survival with strategic defense initiative. Now, what's Pompeo doing? He's throwing out an agreement which may have flaws in it.
We know it does, yeah. It needs to be updated because circumstances have changed.
But you throw it out.
Yeah.
What you throw out is the trust that you're going to negotiate a better deal.
Exactly. And in other words, we don't trust you anymore because we still have Russiagate, and we're going to stab you in the back, Russians, and we're not going to work out a deal, but we're just going to supersede you. And now the Russians know there's a time window. If we get full missile defense against any incoming missiles, including from the southern hemisphere, the Russians are scared out of their mind because every home in Russia, by law, has to have a bomb shelter for nuclear attack from America and Europe. People don't know that, do they?
Here's the other problem, though. In this country, because we no longer, the Defense Department has a branch, DARPA, which is the Advanced Research, where they do a lot of the black box crazy
stuff. Yeah, they tried to recruit me 41 years ago to work with DARPA.
Well, here's the other thing that they've done. Mm-hmm. They just did a report which said that we no longer have the skilled manpower to do the kind of in-depth military buildup that we would need if we're going to go into this new regime of weapons. Because in the United States, we've lost the skilled labor force. We have, handfuls of people in their 50s and 60s who are losing jobs now. And we have millennials and younger who aren't interested in these things, who are not taking jobs in machine tool practice, in the engineering of these areas. And so the DARPA, which is on the cutting edge of a lot of these crazy things, they're saying we don't have the capability to do what we're trying to do. So on the one hand, they're provoking a war which we no longer have the capability to fight.
problem I got. It, you know, it's like an animal that doesn't have total motor control of its legs and is trying to perhaps run away from a predator, but it can't. It's stupid, isn't it? It's like, you've got to be kidding. It's like what I found out when I worked taking care of employees working on different classified projects. Nobody talked to anybody else. The Space Command didn't talk to the Navy or the Marines or the Air Force. It was all stupid.
And that's what happened to blindside us on 9/11.
Right.
That's what happened to blindside us on the whole ISIS question.
Right.
Because we, as Bill Binney said, we have these huge, expensive systems that don't fully work because they're so inclusive. It's hard to actually sift through them and find out what is actionable intelligence and what is just chaff.
Well, the thing is, there's so much data, they don't have AI to actually monitor the data, and the AI is faulty.
Well, and Bill Binney developed a program in 1999 that he said would have worked, and everyone else said it would have worked, and instead they went with a more expensive, much larger system, which they were not able to capably direct the real actionable intelligence. So, you know, you've got a situation here where what Eisenhower was warning about with the military-industrial complex was not just people who build bombs, but the layers of consultants and the academics connected with them, all of whom make a living out of coming up with these kinds of assessments that we saw presented before the Senate so-called Select Committee on Intelligence.
It should be called. So why did this all come out now? What's the timing reason for it? Why now, when all the stuff's going on with Venezuela?
Well, because the financial system's blowing out, and because the Chinese are effectively putting together an alternative system, which they're still inviting us to join. But this is not the Thucydides trap. One dominant power is collapsing, and another insurgent power is taking over. The Chinese know that if they have to go to war with the United States, they lose the battle. Not just the war, but they lose civilization. So they want to have a U.S. collaboration. LaRouche has proposed.
They have no choice, don't they? And the people that have a few brains realize there's no choice. If there's no collaboration, it's a pyrrhic victory. You don't win. You lose your economy, and you lose even your population, because the world economy will collapse, and it'll hurt them too.
And LaRouche has said we need to get Russia, India, China, and the United States, probably bring in Japan, South Korea, and Europe later, into a common effort for a new Bretton Woods, a new financial system that gets rid of the funny money, gets rid of the central banks, and orients towards physical production and improving the productivity of every single human being on the planet by giving them a quality education and a decent culture. And if people are interested in finding out more about what LaRouche said, and by the way, it was 30 years ago last Saturday that LaRouche was put in prison by George Bush. The same network that's targeting Trump, including Robert Mueller himself, was the network that put LaRouche in prison under George H.W. Bush.
Makes total sense, doesn't it?
So people
and same, it's the same kind of characters that are basically, they're basically LaRouche-ing Roger Stone, aren't they?
Exactly. So, Bill, people should go to LaRouchePact.com. We have really a wonderful report, a three-part report on how the British created Russiagate. We also have on how this new Bretton Woods could work to get rid of the funny money fiat system, the central banking system, and get back to real physical production. So people can go to our website, and there's a wealth of material there. And then on that website, you just look for lpac.co/Harley, and you can get all of my articles. The archives are there now. We have them all on my own blog. So that's at the LaRouche Pack site also.
Excellent. Excellent. By the way, closing remark, I want to get you to sign up, even though it's maybe a few months before you can start doing radio shows over at radio.co or your cohorts, because the information LaRouche has is essential to the survival of civilization, not just Western, but the world. The defense of Earth strategy is first economic, trade, defense of the solar and coronal things that can happen in the galaxy, including comets. But it starts off with common sense and logic and decency toward all nations, all peoples, and the idea that, you know, we can dismiss the humanity of the Central American woman starving and wants to work picking food for 3 months. It's disgusting that we don't have a simple approach to fix the so-called immigration work problem, isn't it?
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.